It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. We are going into the fourth day of a siege at a popular mall in Nairobi, Kenya. We're still hearing gunshots and explosions coming from the Westgate Mall. Since Saturday, Kenyan security forces have been battling militants who took over the mall and have killed at least 62 people. The Somalia-based Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility for this attack. Witnesses have recounted ghastly scenes from inside. We're joined now by NPR's Gregory Warner, who lives in Nairobi and has been following this story. And Gregory, where are you and what are you seeing?
David, I'm at a trauma center just about 500 feet from the mall. This is where they're taking injured soldiers, injured fighters with the Kenyan Defense Forces, and bringing them here. There's been already 11 injuries and two reported deaths. We're hearing that that the Kenyan Defense Forces are in control of the mall. They're doing a, quote, mop-up operation, searching for remaining gunmen and any unexploded ordnances, unexploded bombs left behind. There are concerns that the death toll, which is now at 62, is certain to rise with all the numbers of missing. We might see a death toll when all this is done of over 100.
Gregory, this sounds like an important development today. The military has control of the building now. Do these militants still have any hostages in there?
Apparently not. What we're told by Kenyan authorities, we've been told by the Kenyan Interior Minister that there's no hostages left inside. Unfortunately, they have been telling us that they're in control of the building for some 2 days now. So there's some kind of endgame going on that we don't know about.
Well, Gregor, you've been had a chance to talk to some of the survivors who have gone through this ordeal, and I wonder what sort of stories you're hearing from them.
So I met up with this guy, Michael Meyer. He's the dean of a new graduate school of journalism starting here, courtesy of the Aga Khan Foundation. Now, he wasn't in Westgate Mall at the time of the attack, but he was telling me about the nephew of his Kenyan colleague, a 9-year-old boy who had been shot in the hip, and as he's lying bleeding on the floor of the mall, the terrorist who shot him pointed his weapon at his 15-year-old sister and his mother.
They demanded that the mother and the sister recite a snatch of the Quran. Being Muslim, they could and did. They were shot anyway, shot down in front of this little boy. "Why did you do that? Why did you shoot them?" he wailed. And the response from one of the terrorists was, "Because they were not wearing the hijab."
That is just ghastly. They're saying they shot these women because they were not wearing the traditional Muslim head coverings.
That's right.
And this little boy, do we know what happened to him?
The little boy is now in the hospital.
And Gregory, one piece of news that we've gotten, that the foreign minister of Kenya said that there might be 2 or 3 Americans among the militants. Do we know anything more about that?
A little bit. I mean, let's remind ourselves that Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for this attack because of Kenya's presence in Somalia. Kenya joined the war on terror in October 2011. Al-Shabaab has been threatening retribution since then. But there are some people who are wondering if Al-Shabaab did have some help in this case. Kenya's interior minister has tweeted about the multinational force that was involved here. Kenya's foreign minister, Amina Mohamed, told PBS NewsHour last night that the gunmen included 2 to 3 Americans of Somali or Arab origin, very young, perhaps 18 to 19 years old, one from Minnesota, one from somewhere else. Again, this is all just speculation and just scraps of information. The U.S. State Department and the British Foreign Office told me that they're looking into the claims, but they can't confirm them.
All right, Gregory, I know you continue following that story. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, David.
It's NPR's Gregory Warner telling us about the situation at that mall in Nairobi. The military seems to have control of the building, but there are still militants inside.